Today is the 20th of July, 1990. And if you could give me your full name.
My name now or when I was born?
Why don't you give me your name when you were born, and then you can give me your married
name.
Well,
I was Minnie Mary Catherine.
And spell that last name for
me.
Okay. And your married name is?
Well, my husband's name was John W. But now he's deceased. I go by the name of Minnie.
Okay. And what community is this?
Well, you mean what religion or what?
No, where the town where you...
I was born 9 miles south of Westcliff on a ranch.
Okay.
Irene's been there with me.
Okay.
The house is still standing. It was my grandparents' house first, then my folks lived there, and I lived there with them. And I moved to Westcliff with my folks in 1924. I had a half-brother, and he stayed on the ranch, and I moved in here with my folks in 1924. And this is the home we moved into, but of course I have had a lot of remodeling done to it since they moved here and since my parents have died. My parents, when we moved into Westcliff, we ran a dairy. That's why the high barn. And we had chickens. And at that time, I would go with the carriers in both hands, and it had 4 quarts and 2 pints of milk in each carrier and would deliver from door to door. And we sold the milk for 10 cents a quart. And there was cream quite a ways down on it. The whipping cream, we had a separator, and the whipping cream was so thick you spooned it out. You don't ever find that nowadays.
What is whipping cream?
Well, it's what they call whipping cream now, and you buy it in the store.
So it's the same thing as like Cool Whip, except
you can buy a sweet cream that they call a whipped cream yet. But it's nothing. It's just really water, you might say. You've used it too.
It's the top of the milk, isn't
yeah,
it?
I think it is. You see, the milk had always, the real milk that we had quite a lot of cream on it, because those days you fed your cows different. Now the cows are out in the fields. My dad had them here. They were grained and they were fed real good. So that's the story of that.
Does the milk come to the top? Does
the cream comes
to the
top
of the milk if you put it in the bottle?
Yes.
And that's what you skim off the top of the milk.
But then when you have a separator, which is run by either, now we had to turn the separator by hand. Nowadays everything is electric. And then you separate that milk. The cream would come out of one spout, and the milk would go into the other spout. Then you would call that milk sour or skim milk, see, because there was no more cream on it.
Hmm. Do you ever call that skim milk anything else? Was it ever called blue milk or blue John?
Not that I ever knew of it. It was just called skim milk as we had it. And then my folks also had chickens, and we sold eggs, and we delivered those. And
where did you have the chickens?
Right out here in this yard, too.
All right.
And we had to keep them penned up. You couldn't let them run loose. And we sold eggs right out of the house. Different people would come and get them. And they'd probably be 15 or 20 cents a dozen. And they were great big eggs. Now you don't ever find eggs like that anymore. They say they're large, but to me, they're just really a little small or a medium egg.
Mm.
And then my dad was also a water commissioner for the community at that time. He would have to go through all these places, and you have to have head gates for your water. It would have to be measured in, and he would walk a lot of places, and he rode a horse. And of course, he got $4 a day, and he would put in maybe 10, 12 hours a day. Nowadays, why, you don't hear of those kind of wages.
Mm-hmm.
And